Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea.
Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful feedback on my last story. I'm your good girl. I'm so thrilled you liked my venture into a light dom-sub relationship. It was fun to do something so different from what I'd already done. Please leave me a public comment, vote for my story, send me an email. Just let me know you're listening. This story is dedicated to a very special young man. He's a little shy, so I won't tell you how absolutely gorgeous he is or how his voice makes me weak at the knees. I can tell you that I met him because he wrote an email telling me how much he liked my story, Robbie Light. I just enjoyed talking to him so much. We've actually been talking for a few months now. This story came from a clothes shopping trip. You see, my guy hates clothes shopping, probably like most men. So I came up with a nice incentive to get him to cooperate and behave. So this is for you, Sean. I'm thinking you need some new jeans, sexy boy. Now sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. For the third time today, we're at the entrance to a clothing store and you're looking at me like a rebellious little boy, asking me if we really have to go into this one. I've already explained that if you just tried to find something that you liked at the two prior stores, we wouldn't have to. But since you've turned your nose up at everything I suggested, in we go. I know I've pushed you past your limits of patience. I lead you to the beginning of our round in the store, and I know there's no way you're going to cooperate in this store either. I decide to offer you an incentive for your cooperation to save myself another unpleasant couple of hours. So I lean in close to you next to the first dress shirt rack and whisper in your ear, if you're a good boy and try on the clothes without complaining and you pick some things out that you like, then the last thing you're going to wear in the dressing room will be me. You raise your eyebrow as you turn and look at me. I can tell you don't believe that I'll go through with it. You ask me, you're offering a reward for good behavior? I laugh and I tell you that is exactly it. If you behave like a grown man, I will reward you with a nice noisy fuck in the dressing room when we're all done. This time you smile and only say, won't everyone hear us? Yes, because with the money we're spending in this place, they wouldn't dare object. Now, are you going to be a good boy? You look at me with those gorgeous blue eyes and disarming grin and say, yeah. The change is immediate. You start looking at the clothes like I've asked you to. You try them on without balking too much. You model them for me. And you actually behave and pick out a few things that you like out of each category of clothing. Right down to underwear and socks. You pick out a belt, several pairs of jeans, some pajama pants, all nice things that you need for a whole new wardrobe. And you're behaving yourself so well, I can tell that the main reason you're doing it is because you are so ready for your reward. You pick out some dress shirts and some t-shirts, and even a couple of sweaters. And on the last sweater, instead of coming out of the dressing room to show me what it looks like on you, you motion for me to come inside, thinking that maybe there is something that you don't like about the sweater, or that you want me to find it for you in a different color and you just don't want to yell it across to outside the dressing room. I go in. And I find myself grabbed by the shoulders and pressed against the wall of the dressing room and a very hot kiss placed on my lips. After you finish kissing me so deliciously, You look into my eyes and say, I have picked out enough clothes. It's now time for you to keep up your end of the bargain. Fuck me. Ah, I can see that there is no putting you off anymore. My baby is ready to go. So, I reach up and kiss you again, never able to get enough of those lips. I put my arms around you, and you return the kiss, and then you break it rather quickly, and say, uh-uh, that's not what we agreed on. I understand. So, since you've behaved yourself and been a very good boy, you tell me what you want, Sean. You smile and unfasten the brand new slacks that you're wearing and gesture down towards your swiftly hardening cock. Without a moment's hesitation, I'm on my knees in front of you. I wrap my hand around that thick cock of yours and slowly start to pump you. I look up into your eyes, and I see you lean and place a hand behind me against the wall to brace yourself, because you know how it is when I give head. You need to be braced. I bend forward and let the head of your cock touch my lips for the first time that day. I feel you twitch under my lips and in my hand. It's so sexy. I let my tongue snake out from between my lips and I taste you. The smooth, spongy head of your cock. And in my hand, I feel the steel rod of the shaft. And I pump you a little bit more and urge you further into my mouth. My lips part, and the head of your cock slides in. I slurp noisily. No, I don't think that's going to be loud enough for them to hear us out there in the store. But you love the way it sounds when I suck your cock, wet and sloppy and noisy. I slurp and lick and suck and jack your cock with my hand at the same time. My other hand works its way down into the front of the slacks, and I find your balls. I cup them in my hand and massage them gently, and then you let out a moan. Not quite loud enough. I want to see if I can up your volume a little bit. I slowly let your cock slide deeper and deeper into my mouth until my nose is pressed up against your pelvis and your cock is nestled firmly and warmly in the back of my throat. I don't gag. You are... familiar territory. I relax my throat muscles and then swallow against the head of your cock. That gets the moan I'm looking for. Your hips jut forward as if trying to push even deeper into my mouth, and I know that you're just overcome with the feeling of my throat muscles working your cock. I suck my way back up and lick my way back down. Over and over, until I feel your balls start to tighten, and then I slow down, and then I stop, and press my lips against the head of your cock again, and let go, and slowly get up off my knees. I kiss your lips again. You have that beautiful, dazed look in your eye that I love so much. I didn't think you wanted me to finish you that way. You kind of smile. I can tell that you're disappointed and yet so happy that we're not done. I know you want to come, but not yet. Let's wait a little while. Let's make it last. We're spending a lot of money. We ought to at least have enough rent paid on the dressing room to do more than just get your cock sucked, don't you think, Sean? That's a good boy. You're ready to do anything I ask you to, aren't you? When I tell you that you lose the glazed look in your eye and get a wicked grin on your face, there's a little bench in the dressing room, and you tell me, lie down on it. I do, and you quickly work my jeans down and off my legs. You move my little thong aside and plunge your face in between my legs. Oh, you want to see how loud you can make me. When I say that, you look up at me, and with your lips just less than an inch away from my wet pussy, you say, that is what we agreed on, a nice, noisy fuck. Oh, Sean, you are very aware of the fact that I cannot be quiet when your mouth is working its magic on me. You smile again, and then your lips find my pussy again. I feel you lick up and down my outer lips, sucking them into your mouth, enjoying the nice, wet, hairless flesh. Then your tongue probes deeper between my pussy lips. You find the entrance to my pussy and circle it with your tongue. Oh. Oh. Your lips suck at mine, your tongue moving faster. I feel my hips start to move. So far, you've completely avoided my clit, and my clit is aching to have your attention. Please. I moan one single word, please. I feel your tongue working into my pussy. You're fucking me with your tongue. Your face moving in and out. Your lips brushing against mine. I cannot keep my hips still. They're moving. I feel your hands go to my hips to try to hold me steady. Oh, Sean, please. I grind my pussy up to your face. You know what I want. Oh, God, please. Finally, I feel the first brush of your tongue against my clit. Ah! Oh, God. Oh, you move your tongue faster and flick at it, moving it gently. Your tongue working faster against me. I feel your finger teasing the entrance to my cunt, and my hips move. Oh, please put your fingers inside me while you lick my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Slowly slide your finger in. Oh, you have such nice, thick fingers. Oh. Oh. Move it in and out. Your tongue still flicking my clit. My hard, swelling, sensitive clit. Ah. Oh. I can't help but moan. Oh, God. Your finger is moving a little bit faster. And then I feel you add another finger. Oh. Your fingers start moving at an even faster rate, pistoning inside and out of me. And then I feel your lips wrap around my clit, and I feel you suck me. Oh, oh,
Yeah. Oh, God. Suck my clit. Fuck me with your fingers, baby, please. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, please. Are you gonna make me come? Oh, my God. Yeah, just like that. Keep sucking me. Keep licking me. Oh, keep your fingers moving. Oh, God, baby. Harder. Fuck me harder. Yeah. Suck me. Oh, suck that clit. Oh, feel my juices on your lips. Coating you. That's it. Come on, baby. You're gonna make me come. I know you want me to be really loud. That's what I promised. I couldn't be quiet if I wanted to. Oh, God, this feels so good. Fuck me. Yeah, fuck my pussy. My wet, tight pussy. Come on, fuck me. I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, Sean. Oh, God. I'm still shaking when I feel you move up and kiss my lips. I taste my sweet pussy juices on your mouth, and I feel you slowly slide your fingers out of my pussy. Oh. You look at me, and you've got that devilish look in your eye that I like so much. Smile on your wet lips. I look down and I see your cock. Oh, your big cock is so hard. A little drop of pre-cum on the end. Oh, I know how much it turns you on to eat my pussy like that. Oh, believe me, it turns me on, too. You kiss me again, and then you pull me up to my feet. You spin me around and tell me to put my hands on the bench. I bend over for you. I feel your feet kick between mine, lightly moving my feet apart. You take your cock in your hand and put just the tip of it against my pussy, and then you slide up and down my very wet slit. Oh, the tip of your cock brushes against my sensitive little clit. Oh, I can't help but move my hips back. I want more. Oh, God, I want you inside me. I slowly wiggle my ass, and still you just move your cock up and down my slit. Oh, what are you waiting for? I feel your hand smack my right ass cheek. Oh. I look back over my shoulder at you, and you've got that wicked grin on your face, and you tell me, I want you to beg for it, and if they can hear you at the front of the store, you might get this cock inside you. Oh, gonna make me beg, are you? All right, my baby. Ooh. I reach a hand up, squeeze my hard little nipple. Feel it getting even harder between my fingers. It'll help to give me inspiration. You want me to beg? Please. Oh, I need to feel that hard cock inside me. I need need you to sink so deep into my wet cunt. I need you to bang me really, really hard. I need you to pound this tight pussy. I need to hear our bodies slapping together as you pound me. Fuck me hard. I want you to grab my hips, slam your cock inside me. I want to feel every inch of that dick. I want to feel the tip of your cock touch bottom. I want to back up into you. I want to squeeze you, milk you with the muscles of my pussy. Oh, please fuck me. Oh, be my good boy. Come on, fuck me, baby. I so need a good fucking. Oh, you got me all wet and ready and hot with your mouth. Oh, your lips and tongue did such beautiful things to this wet pussy. I need you to fuck me now. Give me some meat, baby. I need to feel it between the lips of my cunt. Give it to me. Please, please. I feel a slap on my left cheek this time. And you say that'll do. That's a good kitten. That'll do. Oh. Suddenly you grab my hips and slam your cock inside me. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Fuck me. Oh. You move in and out just a little bit. Oh, keeping it deep inside me. Barely moving. Oh, baby, I need some motion. I need some friction. I need you to fuck me. Don't hold back on me. Please. You feel your grip tighten on my hips. You pull almost all the way out and then slam it back home. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Come on. Fuck me. Oh. I feel your cock pick up speed. And you're fucking me so hard. Your cock's so big and thick inside me. Stretching my tight little pussy. Oh, your cock is squishing into me. You like those wet sounds, don't you? God, I know I do. You make me so wet. You make me feel so good. Ah, oh, that's right. Fuck me. Come on, fuck me. Oh, oh, man. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me. I feel you reach your hand underneath me. And I feel your fingers go to my clit. And you move against it. It's like your fingers are jacking off my little hooded clit. Oh. Oh. Every time you slam into me, your fingers are moving against me. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh. That's it. Fuck me. Come on, baby. Fuck me. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, hard, make it hard. Yeah. Oh, God, I love the sound of your cock slapping into me. Oh, yeah, that nice hard cock. I can't stop moving my hips. Oh, rub my clit. Oh, do you feel my muscles squeezing you? Oh, God, yes. You feel it? Oh, that feels so good. Oh, oh, God. I feel you start to twitch and jerk inside me. Oh, you're gonna come soon, aren't you? Oh, you gonna come for me, baby? Are you gonna come inside me? Are you gonna give me that thick, hot cum inside me? Oh, I wanna feel it. Oh, I wanna feel it. Oh, yeah. Oh. You start rubbing my clit even faster and harder. Yeah. Oh, you want me to come with you? I know you do. Oh, you sexy fucking cock inside me. Oh, God, baby. Fuck me. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck me. I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Make me come. Make me come, please. Oh, make me come. Please make me come. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Can't. I want it so bad. Oh. I feel your cock twitch, and I feel you explode inside me. I squeeze you with my muscles. I want every fucking drop. I want every bit of that cum. I want to feel it coating the inside of my cunt. Oh, when you get done, I want to feel it dripping out of my pussy. Oh, every bit, empty it inside me. I want it all. God, yes. Oh, you hold your cock deep inside me, and I feel your legs shake as your cock twitches a few more times, spurt after spurt of that cum coating me. Oh, God, yes. Oh. I squeeze you a couple of more times. Oh, yeah. You slowly pull your cock out of my pussy, and as the head comes out, I hear a little pop. I feel your cum start to drip out of my pussy. I stand up, and I feel it start to drip down my inner thigh. I reach my hand down, gather it up on my two fingers. I lick and suck one finger dry, loving the taste of our mixed flavors. And then I give you a little taste of cream pie out from my other finger. You're such a good boy. You suck my finger dry. And you pull me to you and kiss me again. Oh, the sexy lips. So hot. So good. Oh, God, the feel of your body against me. Oh. I look around and I see my jeans cast off in one direction. The slacks you were trying on cast off in a different one. I can't even see the underwear you had on. I take my thong off and use it to clean myself up a little bit. Fold it up. Put it in my purse. I put on my jeans. You find the clothes that you wore into the store and put yours on too. As you finish straightening up your clothes and get everything snapped and buttoned and zipped, you put your shoes back on. I step forward and give you one last kiss. Gather up our purchases and leave the dressing room. And to our surprise, several of the people working in the store are standing there, including a few customers. And as we open the door and walk out, we get a standing ovation. I turn to you and say, "So, my sexy boy, was that worth a shopping trip?" And you smile and put your arm around me and tell me, "Are you kidding? I can't wait to go again." Neither can I, baby. Neither can I. I hope you all enjoyed my little story. Next time you go clothes shopping with your lady, and just remember, I believe all good boys should get a reward for behaving themselves nicely.
Bye-bye now.